So in the first session we were talking about how we are going to practice Poa, and during that time I explained how to visualize and how to practice, how to send up your mind into the wisdom mind of Buddha Amitabha. And during that time, yes, now here I used to give the explanation how you are going to do that practice. But when you are in actual practice, there is certain taxes according to different teachings. So according to that certain taxes, we have to sit together and then practice, recite those prayers, and then do the ejecting of your mind during that period. So at the time, after invocation to Buddha Amitabha, Buddha Rinchen Sukrujin, and then Bodhisattva Avalokiteshvara, and then to Bodhisattva Thujintop, in this way, if you go on invoking to them, praying to them, saying that you don't want to stay in this samsara, since beginningless your mind is wandering in this samsara, now you have a chance to practice and you wanted to go away from this samsara and reach the Buddha's pure land. With that deep invocation, then in the end, I told you the visualizations, and according to the visualization, your mind, which is rigpa in nature, resides in a form of red syllable phi in the center of the thikle, which symbolizes the wind. So according to that, you have to recite three times phi with a special tune, and then three times or five times or seven times or 21 times fit. In some teachings they use fit, and some teachings they may be using hik. And now it doesn't matter. The essence is one. If you are going to use hik, then you send your mind, eject your mind from, according to your visualization, you send that, eject it with the help of the wind, and it goes so sweetly, just like a shooting star, and entered into the wisdom mind of Buddha Amitabha. And when it reaches there, then at the time, if you are using fit, then at the time you have to bring that mind again, your rigpa, by saying ta. Or if you are using hik, then at the time, when as soon as your mind mingles with the wisdom mind of Buddha Amitabha, at the time you have to bring it back, saying that ka, something like that. These can be taught during the time of practical practices. Here it is not a practical, because it is only the theoretical teachings. So first you have to know according to the theories, and theoretically you can understand it. Then later, if you really wanted to go to practice in a practical manner, then at the time when certain taxes will be provided to the practitioners, and according to that, then they can do the practice. But the visualization is the same which I taught this morning or in the first session. So like that, it is necessary you go on practicing that. Now here again, it may come that way, many people who are really good practitioners, they don't want to come down. As soon as they send their mind up, they don't want to come down. It's all right. It is really extremely good. In that way also you can do it. But because of our dualistic mind, we are practicing, as long as there is no end result showing, That means you are still in this samsara. Then if the result comes, that means your practice is working well. Then at that moment, it is better you just stop practicing too much. But you can remember that. You can be a mindful. Whatever the teachings are there, you just keep in your mind. Always present those visualizations and teachings in your mind. Keep it in your mind. And then be mindful. That will help you at the time of death. So, nobody wants to die soon. But through the practice, if you practice so much, yes, it may, when you send your mind up, it may go out and it's difficult to come down. When you say, hey, it goes and it's very difficult to come down, then it may sometimes die soon. Now here, die soon means it is not a fault of the teachings, but people don't know the reality. This may help to do the practice. Ultimately thinking, relative or ultimate truth, according to the ultimate truth, as soon as you send up your mind mingled with the Buddha Amita, and you are on the level of Buddha, no need to come down actually, according to that level. But according to the relative truth, it is necessary that it can, again, still we have to do many things, many practices. It can be used for many people also. So it is better you just bring it down again and try to recite the mantra of Buddha Amitayus, Amarani Jivindaya Soha. This is a short mantra of Buddha Amitayus. You can also recite the long mantra of Buddha Amitayus. Whichever is convenient for you, you can use that way. So after doing all these, now this is the only theoretical practices. Now after practicing that, if you see some sort of result mentioned in the teachings taught by the great teachers, great past teachers, they used to say that certain signs are there which are good signs of your practice. So if the sign comes, then it is good enough, it is useful, it is working. Now you can use this properly for the benefit of other living beings. Not only that, it can be used for yourself at the time of death also. So now in this session, I wanted to emphasize more about the practical way now. As soon as you gain some sort of result after practicing, now use it nicely, use it properly. It may be beneficial to many living beings. One point. And secondly, it is very useful if you can do this at the time of death. And at the time of death, if you use it properly, then definitely you will be enlightened. You become Buddha. You will mingle with the mind, wisdom mind of Buddha Amitabha. Definitely, there is no doubt. No use of feeling doubt. Because that is true, that is fact. That can be done through the practice. So it is up. If you practice soha, it can be used to in two ways. One is very useful for the benefit of other beings. Now doing like this, for example, now your practice is now applying it for the benefit of other living beings. When you saw that someone is going to die because of his karmic deeds, his lifespan has completed. Now he have to leave this body. He have to go away now, leave this body. Generally speaking, he will have to die now. because his karmic deeds had completed the lifespan, how much he has accumulated in previous life. If his age is to remain, his lifespan is to remain up to 60 years or 70 years, whatever. If it reaches there, then there is no time for him to stay here. He have to go. He have to live. Now, at the time of death, a person is going to die. At the time, his warmness, what should I say, the warmness of the body, it started dissolving from the outside, from the feet, and from this, from upward to down, from down to upward. That means it is dissolving from there, and it's coming from upward to down, and it stored here on the level of the heart. That means almost whole his four limbs, hands, legs became completely cold. Something like that. That means it is dissolving his warmness. It is now going towards the heart level and it resides here. You will find only warmness here. Rest almost all cold. At that time, then his outer elements, the grosser elements, the rough elements will dissolve into each other, each element, and become one. And the inner elements like fire, earth, wind, then fire, earth, wind, water. So these four, the dissolving of these four elements also is coming during that period. It is now dissolving into each of one another. At that time, then one should, a good practitioner or the teacher, whoever, should go to that person, that means he is going to die now, and tell him at his ear, sometimes it is a loving, with loving care, saying that now you are going to die. We should inform him now, you are going to leave this body now. It's time, you have to explain that way. And the present appearance of the life is already disappeared. You have to explain that way. The present appearance is already disappeared. And the future appearance is not yet arrived. That means you are in the state of Partho. You left this body, now almost you left this body. The present appearance is dissolving, it is disappearing. Whereas the future appearance is not yet arrived, not yet come. So, at that juncture, if you give this practice, if you do this practice of four, to that dying person, then that can be very useful. Because at that time, if his mind, at that time his Partho, his nature of Partho, the Partho of nature will be there. That means his mind can be now reside in certain intermediate stages. At that time, if we explain to him, saying that your mind is now here, it is not yet arrived, the future appearance is not yet arrived, and the previous one already you left, and at that time, then it is very useful if we do the practice of Poa to that person, we can help him to change his directions now during that period. Because the future appearance has not yet arrived, not yet come now at that time. And he is in the stage of intermediate. Shuni Parto, something like that. Parto of nature. Parto of dharmata. Normally, at that time, we say that at the time of death, he became completely, at one moment, it became dark. And then when he wakes up from there, then he wanders in the Parthos. But during that period, his mind is wandering with the previous or the present body, even though he already left his body. But his mind is still wandering. He is thinking that he is not yet. He is not dead still. He thinks that he is here. And every 1 week, we do the special prayers or pujas, especially to the diseased person. So each week, he will have to face again the same death. The same day, if he left his body on Sunday, then normally every Sunday, every 1 week, then he will have to face this problem at that moment, saying that he is still alive. He thought like that. But his relatives or whatever he used to go for, then normally the relatives, they won't give any response. If he wanted to talk with his family, they won't respond him. So he thought that, why they are not responding me? And if the if his plate or if his cup is also unfilled, or it is not put, the teas or the foods were not served like during his lifetime, then normally he feels, why they are not giving to me? Then he started saying that, I'm alive, must give food or tea like that. So at the moment, he thought that, oh, something is wrong, and he again fainted there, and he became completely senseless during that period. Again, he had to face one death. So each week, this will go as long as 7 weeks. That means 49 days. It can last up to 49 days. Like that. And now it doesn't mean that whole living being who used to, whole living being who are going to die, they have to remain 49 days. It doesn't mean that way. The duration of the Parthos, beings of the Partho, are different. It differs each other. Some may remain for 1 week, some may remain for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. But the longest one will remain up to 49 days. But there is some exceptions also. Some good practitioners, they need not go to the Partho stage. Because as soon as they pass away, they leave this body, their mind immediately went up and mingled with the Buddha Amitabha and became Buddha. Those good practitioners. So it is not necessary for them to go in the Parthos and need not have to suffer that. One. And second one, there's another person who is not a good person, is not a good practitioner, a great sinner who accumulates really many, many unvirtuous actions. To such persons, again, it is not necessary to go in the Partho stage. He immediately, as soon as he passes away, he immediately goes down to the hell. Take birth immediately. That means There is no time for him to go into the vatos and suffer that. But there he will take birth in the lower realms like hell. These two are the exceptions. Now in many teachings, it doesn't mean that a person who passed away, it doesn't mean that these two persons, for example, a person, a good practitioner or a great sinner, a good practitioner immediately goes up and become Buddha. At the time when he is going up, there may be a little bit of time, like 1 second, 2 seconds. So at that time he is again in the Parto stage, even though he is not suffering. In one sense, we can also say that way. For example, a person, a sinner, great sinner, as soon as he passes away, he immediately takes birth in the hell. That means to go from here to the hell, it may take 1 second. Even if it is a small duration of the time, but that stage is Parto again. It doesn't mean that they won't go in the Parto stage, but those two persons, they may not suffer long. These two are the exceptions. Whereas normal people, ordinary people like us, when we die, then we have to suffer in the Parto. We have to go in the Parto. And for 49 days, that means 7 weeks, each week we perform some special pujas for the deceased person. It's really extremely useful for them if we perform with a good heart and with compassion. If we do these prayers for the deceased person, it's really useful to them. When a person, an ordinary person, when he dies, he leaves this body and entered into the Parto stage in the Chunyi Parto. That means in that level, that is the now best time of becoming Buddha. Because that is the nature, Parto of nature, something like that. At that level, if a good practitioner can go to that person and give some teachings and make him to recognize his real Buddha nature, then if he understands during that period, his mind became Buddha's mind. He can be enlightened during that period. Because Partos, the mind of the Parto beings, their mind is so intelligent, 7 times more intelligent than the ordinary people like us. So it is necessary for them to give the teachings during that period. Now for first three week is the crucial time now. Each week they will have to suffer. So during that time, if we can do something, if we can practice this poa for the benefit of those diseased person, then it can be useful to them. Their way, their karmic deeds can be now diverted, a little bit can be changed before 3 weeks. But after 3 weeks, when his mind now already changed during that period, after 3 weeks, his mind changed and he never thinks his previous life's body now, at that time. He thinks only the next life where he was going to be take birth, now where he was going to born. Now that form of the beings, whatever, if he is going to take birth in a human, then in that human form his mind diverts. If he is going to take birth in the animal form, then after 21 days, after 3 weeks, his mind normally thinks about that form now. So during that period, even though the teachings were taught to that deceased person, it may be useful, but his mind has already changed and it cannot be changed his direction now. He have to take birth now that. But it can be changed before 21 days. Because before 21 days, his mind is always with this present life's form. He thinks that way. And he is always mingling with these. Now he is always wondering or roaming and thinking only the present life's form. So during that period, if the teaching is given, if some teachings were given to him, then he can, if he is really intelligent and very clever, very wise, then he can use that wise mind and recognize the real nature of Buddha and also can become Buddha enlightened during that period. So we say that if we do the practice during this life, do the practice, try to remember in our mind, be mindful, and then at the time of death, even though you won't get any teachers to give the teachings, at that time, if your mind is mindful, then normally you can understand during that period, during those chuni pardos time, then it can help you to understand your real nature and can be enlightened. So it is necessary during that period. Now after 21 days, if his mind is already diverted to the form which he is going to take birth, so the teaching, it doesn't mean the teaching has no powers, but teaching has many powers. It can be used in a proper way, but at that time his mind has already, his karmic, because of his karmic deeds, he has already accumulated to take birth in that form, so he has to take birth that, and it cannot be changed, divert his mind now during that period. Even though it is very useful to him, it can be degrees his problems, obscurations, and it can be also, even though he used to take birth in that form, he, in a better way, he may not suffer much. So these are very useful if we can practice to the diseased person. A person who used to practice this during this present life, then it is, if he use it properly for the diseased person that way, and try to think that, try to give the teachings to them with deep devotion to your root guru and faith, and then with full compassion, do this practice for the benefit of all those living beings. If you do this way, then normally it can also show some signs if you do this practice to them. Now here, if you are going to apply it to other living beings, with deep compassion, if you do this, it is very useful. But yes, if you are doing this before a good practitioner, if a good practitioner passes away, to them, it is not necessary to give all the teachings, but you can also just remind them, saying that you have already practiced this, and you can recite that before them. Then, simply by reciting or simply by visualizing, then it can be very useful to them, because they are themselves are well practitioner. But the ordinary person who passed away, to them, then we must go to them and tell them their situation. You have to explain before them that you are dead. Don't wander here and there. Now you must take birth, or you must leave your attachment to your present body, or try to recognize your own mind. In this way, you have to explain to them. Explain means, you know, according to the texts, if you can recite them before, recite clearly, correct pronouncing them, and clearly if you read before them, it can be useful to them also. Now, to an ordinary person who passed away, to them, with your compassionate mind, you go to them and try to explain, saying that within these, now, you think that within these first 3 weeks, their mind is very, at that level, it's a chini parto. So, at that time, if you can give the teachings and explain them, try to make him to recognize his own nature of mind, then his, even though he accumulated some sort of karmas in previous life,